Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far.
I am so glad you're with us this hour. Just a reminder, go to sabrams.com. And go click around on all the good things that are there, including clicking over to travelers411.com, where you'll find the show's podcast, 52 weeks, archive forever. Just scroll down the homepage of sabrams.com. You'll find generally the last 2.5 to 3 months of shows we feature on the homepage at sabrams.com. And I want to remind you that we are airing coast to coast to about 40 million households on Biz TV, and you want to check your local listings. We are on at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and count backwards across the nation to the time zone you're in. So if you're out there in Los Angeles, you're going to be watching us at 2 in the afternoon. And on Sundays, weekly. And so I hope you join us. Also, go to sabrams.com. When you get there, click on blog or put /blog. It'll take you to my blog and just find the updates. The show is now called, because we had a name change in the midst of production, the show is now called Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. And you will find the list of the current TV affiliates who are broadcasting on Sunday afternoons. Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. So go check it out and let me hear from you. If there's a place you'd love us to talk about, is there a place you'd like to know more about, let us know. You know, I've been greatly concerned that we saw so much wind bashing by hurricanes hitting Florida, and news bashing of Florida in general that gave a lot of people the impression that the U.S. East Coast kind of ends at the Georgia state line and Florida's kind of gone and probably not going to be seen again. But that's not the fact. I don't know what it is about news services that feel the need to be there, often exaggerating all the negativity beyond what is real, and they disappear to go on to the next story somewhere else about something else and never come back and let you know how are those people doing. Are they recovering or what? We had on a guest some time back in the fall, I guess it was really in the summer, Brad Weiser, and I had such a good time chatting with him. And I know when I have a good time chatting with somebody, I know you're enjoying it too, because how could you not? And he had just opened this award-winning paradise. They won awards before they even opened their doors. And listen, when you get an award from Architectural Digest, you're talking serious. Have you ever read that magazine? It is top drawer. Top drawer. They are very sleek and slick and sophisticated And the way their stories are done and the way they report and their photography and the quality of their laminated paper in the magazine. I mean, it's just a delight to hold the magazine in your hand. But they're always showing you creative, imaginative, wonderful places where the architecture is inspirational and in keeping with whatever the purpose of the building that they're showing you. So if it's a home, I mean, it might even be a hospital. You know, there's a hospital in Galway in Ireland called the Galway Clinic. Go look it up online. The place looks like a resort in the Caribbean. I mean, so that there are various kinds of buildings where the beauty of the design and its functionality are at the highest levels. And apparently, the Perry Hotel in Key West falls into that category because they hadn't even opened their doors and they were already listed as one of the top architectural design build-outs of 2017. Can you imagine? Somebody did a good job getting their attention. I wouldn't be surprised if it was their architect who was so proud of what he did or she did or they did that, you know, they kind of knocked on their door and said, you need to look at this. And so no sooner were they up and running and overflowing with features and benefits for the visitor than Florida got hit with hurricanes and all we heard was goodbye Key West and the Florida Keys. So early on, I spoke with Brad Weiser, the principal of Hostmark Hospitality and the managing partner of the Perry. And I found out that, you know, they had some wind damage to shrubbery and landscaping and the occasional this or that. But they got lucky and it wasn't so terrible. Everything was good. And I have been working since then to try to get him back on the air with me. And given his responsibilities as a principal at Hostmark Hospitality and the managing partner of the Perry, the man's got a lot on his plate. So I can't tell you how grateful I am that he makes time for us at all. But I know he knows that you're his target. You're the people he wants to come and visit his hotel. And we've got him on the line. And we're going to talk with him about the Perry Hotel right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. One of today's most celebrated singers, stage actors, and television stars, Audra McDonald. McDonald will perform with the Boston Pops, presenting a program of songs ranging from standards by Sondheim, Rodgers, and Gershwin to the sounds of today's leading music theater composers. Sunday, June 24th at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
On the line with me from Florida is Brad Weiser, the principal at Hostmark Hospitality and the managing partner of the brand new Perry Hotel. Exactly where is the Perry located, Brad?
We are in Key West, Florida, in a part of Key West that's called Stock Island. It's one of the seven islands that makes up the city of Key West in that area. We're about 4 miles from downtown, Key West. And we sit on the beautiful marina called the Stock Island Marina, 220-slip, state-of-the-art marina that's just spectacular.
Well, you know, one of the things I want to do, I'm hoping to actually get down and see your place because I have been enamored and smitten with the whole idea of what it has and what it offers and where it is and what the setting is since we spoke last year. But until I can get there, we're going to work out doing a Skype interview with you on Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams so we can kind of get the feel of, you know, eat our heart out because where you're sitting. And of course, we're in the glorious Northeast. And, you know, in February, in the glorious Northeast. This is a good time to be planning to be somewhere else. And why not the Perry?
Exactly. Yes. No. It's been. We've had a spectacular winter as well so far. So, actually, it was actually an evening where I felt like I needed to put long sleeves on, keep my shorts on, and put long sleeves on. So, but other than that, it's been 85 and just perfect.
What, do you work for the Chamber of Commerce or what? who sent for you? Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. And the first question I want an answer to was, I want you to walk us through the pendulum of that swings going from the utter joy of finally getting everything done and the property open for visitors and being on a roll to having the sweep of hurricanes come through and deliver a lot of bad press and some aggravation at the same time, and then getting that back all on track again. We're talking with Brad Weiser, the principal at Hostmark Hospitality and the managing partner of the Perry Hotel in Key West, Florida. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Buckle your seatbelt and tune in to Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast weekly on Sundays in the 5 p.m. Eastern time slot. For a list of cities and stations where Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams will air, visit Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and biztv.com. If you're traveling, check local listings in cities including New York, Boston, Miami, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Nashville, Los Angeles, and more.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
But you gotta keep your head up. Hi, this is Keith Lockhart, conductor of the Boston Pops. Don't miss opening night at Pops, May 9th, as we kick things off with singer and recording star Andy Grammer.
The Pops season also features tributes to Leonard Bernstein, Disney on Broadway, Rock the Pops, and more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200, or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Rail Tours Ireland First Class, providing 1 to 11 day luxury tours by train in Ireland with evening stays at luxury hotels and castles each night. Fans of Stephanie Abrams receive 50% off the second passenger on the June 9th special Emerald Isle Express, 8 days, 7 nights luxury journey in 5-star hotels nightly, including Dublin's Merrion Hotel and Ashford Castle, traveling with modern Wi-Fi equipped comfort assured trains. Visit their site at railtoursireland.com. Send questions to info@railtoursireland.com or call toll free 877-451-4783.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Brad Weiser, the principal of Hostmark Hospitality, the managing partner of the Perry Hotel in Key West, Florida, on Stock Island, one of the seven islands that makes up Key West. And if you haven't been to Key West, you really are missing something, people. It is this kind of inspirationally trendy, chic, super relaxed. It's a come as you are party. You know, it's, you know, whatever you're wearing, it's the right thing to be wearing. You don't have to worry when you get up at the beginning of the day, should I wear this? Should I wear that? Wear what makes you happy and just keep rolling. So, my question to you before we went into the last commercial break, Brad, was you had to go, the only thing I can compare it to is, I was on a cruise ship with a group of people that I was in charge of. I was second in command of a $1.5 billion travel company, and we were having a meeting on a cruise ship. And it was a joyous occasion, and the significant other of one of the business people that was invited on this trip passed away on the ship the first night. And I was running like the swinging pendulum between the captain's formal night, whatever, first night at sea, and the infirmary and dealing with the sadness of what was. And I'm back and forth, up and down the stairway. It was a nightmare. And that's what comes to mind when I think of what you have to go through to build out and open up an award-winning hotel. And then find that you got consternation going on with weather that's going to have effect on the property, and it's going to have effect on bookings and marketing the property and the destination and the emotional turbulence of going from the very happy thing to the not so happy thing. So talk to me about that.
That's a great question, questions, because there's a lot in there. One of the things I feel obligated in to say is I've got to tell you how appreciative I am that you reached out to us almost immediately. I mean, you were one of the first people to reach out to us just to see how we were doing, and I can't thank you enough for that, sincere concern and very appreciative of that.
How could I not? I worried about you. I really worried about you. I mean, the interview I did with you was so wonderful in terms of your sharing the features and benefits of this property. I mean, you have created a haven for anybody who needs a getaway in an inspirational place where you're going to find beach and palm tree and relaxation, which you find in so many places. But you put so much thought and so many special features into the Perry Hotel that you made this amazing impression on me. And when I heard this is coming to the Florida Keys, you were the only thing on my mind.
That's very sweet of you. And I do appreciate that. It was, you know, I think part of what helps is that the fact that I've lived down in South Florida for almost 50 years, 49 years now, so it's not the first time that we've had to go through this. And even though it all seems to happen very quickly, obviously we were, go back to 2.5 years of getting things done and then starting construction and being under construction for a year, getting open, the excitement of all of that. But then knowing that you're going into hurricane season, and it's been many, many, many years since over 10 years since 12 years since the Keys were hit by a storm. So, you're obviously attentive to that, and then once the storm starts approaching, although it part of it seemed like a long time, it all happens very quickly. And because the storm kept moving, there was obviously great, great concern that the Key West was going to take a direct hit. We feel very fortunate that, Key West was really, ultimately, when you look back on it now, was pretty much spared from the storm. We were on what was called the clean side, and we got very lucky. Wow. Being lucky means we had, somewhere close to a little bit over 100 mile an hour winds, but again, we did not take the direct brunt of the storm. Your first and foremost is adhering to the calls of the government to evacuate and make sure that your team members are safe. One of the other good things for a property like us is the building codes today are so much better, and being a new hotel, we with a great contractor, we really built a phenomenal property that ended up literally the only real damage our property sustained at all was landscape damage just due to some of the winds. We were extremely lucky and were able to be back and open and operating within 5 or 6 days after the storm. That being said, obviously, then there's all the other things that go along with that. Do you have employees and people back into the marketplace and those kinds of things? So we really did a lot in those early days of, believe it or not, we are still housing displaced residents from other parts of the Keys, but we did a lot of housing people that sustained serious damage to their homes or where they were living, and we were able to get our kitchen going, so we were providing meals for people that needed food, and ultimately we were able to get our hotel open very, very quickly. And again, like I said, it happened so quickly that maybe, again, part of that's just being down in South Florida for so long, you don't have much of a choice other than to, deal with what's being served you and get and make it happen. And we had our team just did a phenomenal job.
A quick question in half a minute, and then we're going to take a break. And literally, I got half a minute for the answer to this question. You got about 1 million windows there. Did you have to board them all up?
No, because under the current codes today, we have what's called impact glass. So the glass windows in the hotel are constructed to sustain Category 5 level winds.
Wow.
And so, yep, you don't have to do any of that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm loving this story. This is a wonderful story. It doesn't feel like anything you saw on TV about what went on in Key West. Marvelous. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Talking with Brad Weiser at the Perry Hotel in Key West. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by Dutchess County Tourism, nestled in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, where you'll find every outdoor adventure on land and water. Spas, great shopping, FDR's Presidential Library, the Hyde Park Railroad Station Museum, events and festivals galore, all set on the site of America's early history. For more info, check out DutchessTourism.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We are so lucky to have on the line with us Brad Weiser, who is the principal at a principal at Host Mark Hospitality, which we have to find out more about, and the managing partner of the Perry Hotel in Key West, which I am so thrilled managed to escape the kind of damage you saw happening all over Florida and was presented as Florida is like the novel Gone with the Wind. And I was so worried about the Perry and Brad Weiser, because we had just a couple of months before done an interview with him. And, you know, the passion that you exuded related to what went on to build this hotel that came out of the box, brand new, already designated as an architectural award-winning building by Architectural Digest. What was the award you got?
Well, they picked their top 12 best new hotels for 2017, and we were one of the 12.
That's incredible.
We just received another award. The Boutique Design Magazine held their 37th annual, what they call their Gold Key Awards, and we were selected as the best new upscale lobby design and won the Gold Key Award for that.
What makes your lobby special?
Well, I think when you first open the doors, come in the front door, we have about a 22-foot tall ceiling, and when you're looking through the front doors out the back doors, it's a full glass, floor-to-ceiling glass, which you're staring out at our pool deck and then out into the marina. So it's a pretty spectacular, dramatic view. And then we've done... with the design of the combination of the industrial feel with some of the concrete walls, but then inlaid teak wood floors, and of course the signature 22-foot tall wall of boat propellers, really is very dramatic.
Wow. Now, with this hurricane thing, did you have any water rise and come in?
No, again, we were very lucky. Key West was lucky. It stayed, stayed below the seawall. It did not breach the seawall, so we had no water even come up close to the hotel entrances.
Yeah, because I was already imagining these teak floors, and, you know, even teak does funny things when it's in the water too long, even though it tends to be a water-resistant story when it's properly, taken care of and... urethaned or varnished or whatever it is they do with it, because it's kind of a sturdy thing. But when you were on last, I guess the things that registered and resonated with me the strongest were that you are not just pet friendly, you are pet welcoming. and that you went beyond the, you know, let's pet your doggy on the head and tell you it's okay, but that you also created a dog park so that people could bring their dogs and, you know, really exercise and feel like they were at home in their own yard. What prompted you to do that? Are you a dog lover?
I'm a dog lover, and my wife's even a bigger dog lover, so she's very active in dog rescuing and so on. So, yes, we're very active, as well as being, it's interesting, being a part of this marina with our partner there. You know, there's so many, and we can handle ships that are up to 300 feet.
Wow.
So there's so many boats that come in, and whether they spend a week or however long they spend, they come in with their pets and so on. So not only is it great for them, but it's also great for the hotel guests. And, you know, so many of our guests, whether certainly the ones from Florida that drive in, but even people these days that are flying in with their dogs, it's just, it's great, one, to be able to bring them to the hotel without any kind of weight restrictions or anything like that, as well as then being able to walk them outside the door and let them, you know, go exercise in the dog park.
Yeah, I always advise my listening audience, that portion who travel with their pets, if you're traveling, because cats are easier, and a lot of people just sneak their cats in because the cat is in a little carrier, they throw their raincoat or something over their arm, nobody even notices, and they get away with murder. Whereas it's tougher when you've got a four-footed fluffy thing that's a dog. And I always tell people, if the hotel tells you there's a restriction in terms of weight, you tell them the dog is only 12 pounds, the rest is all hair. So, what kind of dog do you have?
We have three dogs right now. We have a Dalmatian, about 45-pound Dalmatian. We have a 90-pound Lab and a 35-pound miniature Australian Shepherd, and they're all three rescues.
Oh, wow. And do they break a vacuum cleaner a week or what? just the Lab, huh?
Yeah, well, they all do. So.
I got to tell you, I loved you before. I'm really crazy about you now. So how big is your dog park?
Good question. We have a small and big section together there. Oh, God, I guess I might have to guess now. It's not huge, but you can't hold me to this. Probably 100 feet by 80, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Maybe a little bigger.
Oh, you know, that's more than just decent.
Yeah.
That's more than just decent. Now, how many actual guest rooms are there, sleeping facilities are there in the property?
We have 100 rooms.
And
easy math.
And I'm going to imagine that some of them sleep more than two people?
They do. We have 18 what we call studio suites, which are still one rooms, but they have king beds and then fold-out queen sofa beds. Then we have three big suites, which, can sleep certainly more than two people. And then even our regular, we have double queen rooms. So a fair amount of them do. And then, you know, part of the thing with one of the things that's been kind of great with the hurricane and being able to help out with some of the folks from the, a little bit further up that's sustained is that we've been able to, we have a fair amount of families and we've had a great amount of pets in the hotel for the last couple of months, which has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, because you're a dog man, so yeah, that works. Do you ever drive from Miami to Key West?
Almost every week.
Oh, wow. See, I was expecting you to tell me that you jump into some little plane and, you know, you do it in 20 minutes or something. Well, how long does it take? Well, to do the drive at, you know, a good enough speed that it doesn't take you forever, but leisurely enough that you can enjoy the experience of driving from Miami to Key West. How much time should you allot yourself?
No, it's 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's no big deal.
No, I mean, unless you obviously, if there was some reason that's traffic, but again, I'm doing it every week, and it's 3 hours and 15 minutes. Pretty simple.
Wow. All right,
and beautiful. And beautiful if you're going when the sun's out.
Wow. Well, I wouldn't want to do it at night, I don't think. Do most people do it in the daytime, take the drive in the daytime?
Yeah, most people do. Yeah. And it really, I mean, if you haven't done it, it's a spectacular drive. You're literally, you know, good part of that, I would say, 2 hours of that, if not more, is with water on both sides of you. Water views on both sides of you.
Wow. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, my first question is, have you ever taken the drive on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel? And is that bridge portion of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel comparable at all to the experience of driving from Miami to Key West? So keep that thought in mind. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here talking with Brad Weiser about the new Hotel Perry in Key West. We got to all go and see this place, people. We'll be right back.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Longcrow Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Brad Weiser, principal at Hostmark Hospitality, managing partner of the Perry Hotel in Key West, a brand new resort property that it's spectacular, people. I haven't been there, and I am smitten with the place, so I can't imagine how I'm going to feel once I've actually seen it, and I hope before the end of 2018 we can figure out how we're going to make that happen, because this is a place that is worth our attention, your attention, and sounds like the kind of place that truly fits my mission, which is to introduce you to places and destinations and attractions within those destinations that I believe if you go there, you will come home enriched, enhanced, inspired, and uplifted, and somehow know you're a better person because of the experience you just had. And the more I hear about this place, the more I'm convinced I'm right, even though I haven't been there yet. So have you been, Brad, on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel?
I have been. It's been a while, but I have been, yes.
I love that thing. You know, you drive across the Chesapeake Bay, which feels like it's never going to end, and somewhere in the middle, there's a place to pull off and park on the bridge and get out. And, you know, there's a gift shop, and they sell seashells. So if you want to buy seashells, I usually buy my seashells there. That's why I mentioned it. And you can get yourself a sandwich or a burger or a coffee or whatever. Use the lavatory, you know, relax, get back in your car, continue driving on the bridge. Is that at all like the experience of driving the, what do they call that road that links the Keys together?
We call it the Overseas Highway, is one name. It's probably the, and then people call it US 1. So those are the two names that it really goes by.
That was the challenge.
I'm going to forget the number off the top of my head. They're different, but, you know, so during that drive, you go over, I'm going to forget now, if it's 34 bridges.
Wow.
The longest bridge is the bridge between Marathon And the next key down, it's the famous 7 Mile Bridge. So it is 7 miles of being over the water, and really spectacular. So because of the old, what was the old railroad bridge, the Flagler Railroad Bridge runs now next to the 7 Mile Bridge, which they're actually the old railroad bridge they're doing some restoration work to. You can actually walk on that bridge a good part of the way, or halfway and then halfway back. It doesn't connect all the way through because it was too low, so boats couldn't get underneath it. It's really a spectacular place to go see what's going on. The great part about the Florida Keys water, though, is it's crystal clear, so you can literally be driving and you'll see stingrays jump, or occasionally you'll see a porpoise, and you can really see the life of the water. There's a lot of people snorkeling and scuba diving and fishing, and you really see the activity of the water throughout the whole drive.
You know, it seems to me last summer I interviewed somebody who's a DJ for some underwater music festival thing done in your region. I have to go back and dig that out. Go check around, people. It's archived at sabrams.com and podcast. It would still be a podcast because it's less than a year since we had that conversation. Now, I've mentioned about 10 times that you're a principal at Hostmark Hospitality. Maybe you ought to explain what that is to our audience.
Great, thank you. Yeah, no, Hostmark is a 52-year-old hotel management company. We're based in Schaumburg, Illinois, in Chicago. Family-owned and operated for the last 52 years. We have hotels around the United States, and we've had some outside of the United States over the years. So we manage hotels from California to New Jersey, down to South Florida, Texas, and throughout the whole United States.
I bet, though, none of them are as spectacular as the Perry. Am I wrong?
Well, they're all spectacular, but I may be a little bit biased. So.
Why did I know that? But let me ask you a question. With this family business, clearly you guys know what you're doing because the longevity in the history alone would indicate, given that, I don't know, a business that isn't competitive, and certainly when you get into hotel management and whatnot, that certainly is a competitive business. At what point did you say, we need to build this spectacular place in Key West that we're going to call the Perry? Where did that come from?
Well, there's a 3 or 4 of us in the company that spend our time doing development work that are on constantly out looking for hotel business opportunities, whether they be land acquisitions to buying existing operating hotels, we've done some, closed office buildings that we've retrofitted into hotels. So we are constantly out looking for opportunities, again, around the United States and beyond that. Having been in South Florida for as long as I have, there's a real passion. We've been in, myself, my family, Hostmark as well, have been in Key West as operators before, so we are always looking. We love the marketplace. We really felt that this location was a great opportunity to build something that would be very appealing to the Key West traveler, but also something that would stand out in being different than anything else that people in Key West have seen.
Have a look, people. There are wonderful dining options. The building itself is glorious. Clearly, it's won awards. There is a marina that will hold a couple of hundred boats, as big as 300 feet, you're telling me. I'm just thrilled we had a chance to talk again. I am so happy that, you know, you've been running. Everything is glorious, and that the hurricanes didn't lambast Key West the way it was presented to us in all the newscasts. I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Come back next week. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.